Welcome back. It's Todd Zwillick. As leaders from foreign nations across the world prepared for the UN General Assembly in New York this past weekend, Amanda Gorman performed a poem.
The Gathering Place, inspired by the 2017 Social Good Summit. On the corner of East 92nd and Lexington, under congested incandescence of pulsing city, the world bends itself into a village. Here, our great gathering place.
Amanda Gorman spoke on Sunday at the Social Good Summit in New York. It's a conference affiliated with the United Nations, focusing on how technology and media can change the world for the better.
A space on hot, laughing earth where we stretch room for others beside us, where closed doors are far too tight for the giant that is hope to grow.
Amanda is the first National Youth Poet Laureate. She's also a sophomore at Harvard University, and she told me she used the event as a chance to think about the world and the United Nations' role in bringing people together.
Specifically, as an artist, when I look at global issues brought up by the United Nations and the work they've been doing on the Sustainable Development Goals, I really think of the ways in which each and every one of us can have an impact on those types of achievements, and that you don't need to necessarily be in the UN General Assembly to provide some type of positive social change. And that's why I'm so excited to be part of the Social Good Summit happening this weekend.
Okay, so outside of the UN, just you as an artist, yeah. You as a yeah. student, you as a person, mm-hmm. when you look at these issues, what do you see?
Me as a student, Personally, when I look at global issues as an artist and as a student, one, I see inspiration for the poems and the writing that I want to create, and also motivation for how I want to get involved personally. And it really helps inform me as a student on my campus, telling me which activities I want to get involved in and what I want to do as Youth Poet Laureate to bring a mic to these issues.
That microphone is a little bit louder when you're a Youth Poet Laureate, that's for sure. What can poetry yes, do here, yes. do you think?
I think poetry can serve a very unique role in social change. In my few months as National Youth Poet Laureate, I've been traveling around the country, and I've been really paying witness to the way in which poets, both young and old, are using this creative form to speak about global issues in a way that might not be readily available with prose. And it's really fantastic to see so many young poets finding a voice to speak about racism, to speak about poverty, to speak about hunger through their own creative writing process.
Well, the position of National Youth Poet Laureate is brand new. You're the first, right?
Yes.
Where did it come from, the brand new position, and how did you get it? Did you audition? What was that road like?
Yes, that is a long and winding road. It does not look like the yellow brick road to Oz. But basically, I began as Los Angeles Youth Poet Laureate. I was the first one in 2014. Then I got a phone call from Urban World, which is the organization that basically started this entire laureate program, and they asked me to be Youth Poet Laureate of the West. And when I took on that title, that meant that I was automatically a finalist for the first ever United States position. And after that, it was about a year of interviews. We got to go to the White House and visit Michelle Obama, which was a dream come true. And after that, I sent in an application with videos, a manuscript, an interview, poems I'd written, and in April, it was announced that I'd been named the first one. And so it's just been this entirely long but fulfilling journey to see this type of position being created and being able to step into it.
Well, that must mean in addition to all of the poetry that you're writing and the schoolwork you have to do, there's some travel. I mean, they're keeping you busy.
Yes, there's definitely some travel. And I've been in school this week, but I've gone to California and then D.C., and then I'm going to New York this week, and my roommates always laugh. They're like, are you here? You go to lunch, and then you don't come back for days. So it's been a lot of travel, but it's been so fantastic to see all these different literary spaces.
But how do you work when you write your poetry? Are you the kind of person who sits in a loud, crowded coffee shop to write in your notebook, or do you need peace and quiet, seclusion? Is the airport okay? What does it for you?
I feel like I have to be able to exist in both. When I first began writing, it was a lot of writing on the bus when I was commuting between home and school, and that was a long journey. So I had to get used to writing on the bus. But I definitely, now that I have the time and the space at college, I do appreciate being able to get myself a little cup of tea, put on some instrumental music, and just get to work. And a lot of times the noises around me can inform what I'm writing, which is why I love writing in New York City or in Boston, because all that symphony of the city finds itself on my page.
Well, I'd love for us to be able to get a little sample of some of your writing. Now, the Social Good Summit from the UN asked you to produce a poem for them, and you wrote The Gathering Place. Amanda Gorman, would you mind reading a little bit for us?
Yes, of course. Today, in the spine of this meeting ground, new city, new village, we've reached a summit and are ready to loudly name another. This be hope, this be home, we are hope, we are home, we be vigilant, we be united, we be good, we do good, we are good, as we should, in the place where a millennium stood for what we understood was right.
Well, I just hear a great deal of optimism there.
I do have a lot of optimism. I can be a really critical person, but when it comes to community change, I have all the hope in the world.
Well, I'm glad that you joined us to share some of your vision for that community change. Amanda Gorman, it's been a pleasure. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much.
Amanda Gorman is a sophomore at Harvard. She's also the inaugural National Youth Poet Laureate.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.